And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When a man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Got a great program. Want you to stay tuned. You get on that phone, call a friend, and tell them the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on the air tonight. Got a great program. Shocking truth. Disguised. Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that your Creator came in a flesh body? Do you believe his name was Jesus? like 99% of Christianity does. And you know why they do that? If you assume that no one would dare change the Messiah's name, you don't believe that Satan would, do you? You say, oh, no. Satan doesn't have the power to change anything in the Bible, Pastor Buddy. The Bible is God's Word. Nobody would dare mess with God's Word. Well, in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, it declares that someone might attempt to change or even disguise the name. Now, the Bible says, again, in this third part series that we're doing on disguised, the identity of our Messiah lost, I believe, the Bible tells us, and the Bible is very plain on not adding to the script and not taking away from the script, which is possible. And if you believe like I do, and I only saw this after 30 years, it took me 30 years to realize that somebody would dare change, especially the New Covenant, the New Testament. You see, the Catholic Church kept the New Testament under wraps. That means they dared not print it, mass printing. There was no printing press until the 16th century. And so then, nobody had a printed Bible. They were very expensive. If someone took the time to translate the Bible and then copy it, the copy would be enormously expensive. By the time that we got the New Testament copied and safely given out, we have been led to believe that nobody would dare to change it. They wouldn't change the name of the Savior, would they? Well, let me see here. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Satan, that old devil, who deceives the whole world. Caution. Ladies and gentlemen, your soul is at stake. If Satan dared to change the name of the Creator, having you to call upon a false name when you don't know the true name. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name, not names. A lot of people give you one name, two name, or three names, or four names, or five. Doesn't matter. Different names. But what about the Bible? Search the Scriptures. Wherein you think you have eternal life, you have none. You gotta study, you gotta pray, you gotta seek, you gotta read. The Bible says the Bereans in Acts 17, they searched the Scriptures. Well, when they were searching the Scriptures, there was no New Testament. It didn't come out for 1,500 years after they departed. What Scriptures did they search? Look at all the prophetic Hebrew Scriptures prophesying that someone would come and that someone would have an original name. He would be an original Hebrew, not a Jew, as 99% of Christianity has been made to believe through false assumptions. Assume. You ever tried spelling that? You know, somebody could make you look very conspicuous if you assumed. We we assumed that the translators would not change the Messiah's name. However, we know that there is a conspiracy to change it, even now, to keep it hid after it was changed by someone called a woman that's written about in the Bible, a whore, a prostitute, and whosoever gets in the bed with her and believes it is guilty of fornication. Who would dare question the Bible? Would you dare? Would you have enough courage to stand up and tell people that's got a Bible in their house that it could be wrong? You say, well, if we can't trust the Bible, Pastor Buddy, who are we going to trust? You certainly can't trust a book that has been messed with, monkeyed with, is a better word, changed, altered, added to, or taken from. And when we go to the New Testament, we have discrepancies. We have a Greek-Latin God given by Greek-Latin people who despise Yahweh. We have Jews who hated him, who despised him, who would not speak his name, that wanted his memory blotted out. So, can we safely assume that Satan, the old devil that deceiveth the whole world, that he would not tinker with the scriptures? What about the scribes? Should we trust them? Did Christ trust the scribes? Well, I find in here that he said, beware of the scribes. The scribes are the one that was supposed to have copied an old copy and not mess with the old copy, not change it. And they were given the responsibility, and the responsibility fell upon their shoulders. Did they pass the grade? Did Yahweh, the Messiah, did he trust them? Beware of the scribes. Beware of those that put a Bible in your house. Search the scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life. There is a way that seemeth right. Can you rightfully say that the New Testament is line upon line, precept upon precept, written as it was spoken by holy men of old, moved on by the Holy Spirit? Can you assume that the name of Jesus is the inspired revelation from the Father, Yahweh, in heaven, that's his son's name? Can you really believe that? Can you take that and call upon that name in confidence that it wasn't changed, it wasn't altered, that the original angel in Matthew 1:21 said, I'll call his name Jesus? Can you really believe that? Well, if you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property for you in Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, the angel did not say, thou shalt call his name Jesus. This is an error. I don't care how much people believe it, because that's the way the Catholic Church wrote it. Would you trust the Catholic Church to write a Bible and send it to you? Notice this. Behold, the lying pen of the scribes has certainly were deceit and written down the scriptures wrong. The wise are ashamed, they are terrified, and they're captured. Behold, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8. Satan's influence upon the scribes and the translators to change, to alter, and to hide the only name given that's got salvation. What name is it? Jesus? Well, good. We'll go back to the old parchment. We'll cross-reference the old parchment like the Berean. We'll search it, and we'll see if the name Jesus exists in the old parchment. Well, after 50-plus years of reading the Bible, it's one of my favorite books. I've read it carefully. I've searched it daily to see whether these things are so. I was startled, even after 30 years of preaching in Jesus' name. Now, I was a believer in Jesus' name from the word go. I was born in a Baptist family, East Tennessee, 1937. I came into the world listening to my mom and dad sing and talk and take me to the church and sing. I used to love to sing in a choir. But of course, Dad, we didn't have no choir. We wasn't a big enough church. But I would sing in a quartet. I had a tenor voice. I used to sing tenor. Oh, praise Yahweh. But we sung it to praise Jesus. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Beware of the scribes. I didn't know that was in there. I didn't know that the scribes would dare to enter into a conspiracy to deceive the very elect, if possible. I didn't know about those things. Nobody told me. If they had, if I wouldn't have listened. There's a time to hear. There's a time to know. For all of these things to grow up in grace and knowledge. Grace and knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You gotta search the scriptures. Isaiah 42 and 8. I am Yahweh. But in your Bible, the scribes didn't write Yahweh. They removed Yahweh and they put in, I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to a graven image. Now, if the Lord is not his name, you're giving glory and praise to a graven image. You say, oh, I've got it all figured out, Pastor Buddy. I've decided that the Lord, you don't say Lord. You remove the L, and you put a W there. And that makes it, I am the Word, that is my name. Ladies and gentlemen, how ridiculous is that statement when we're talking about Hebrew language, where we acknowledge that the Lord was a misnomer, and then we jump out of the frying pan and look at that and say, oh, they meant Word there. I am the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so far from the truth, it's almost pathetically funny. Except it's your soul. Search the scriptures. Prove all things. 6,823 times for the word Lord, capital letters, was a replacement for the Yod, the Hey, the Wah, and the Hey. Yahweh. When the vowels, the A and the E, is added to YHWH, we have Yahweh. Ever Christian that I know, when they get happy, an exclamation, praise, honor, and glory to hallelujah. Not hallelujah word. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's almost embarrassing for people to use the word hallelujah and turn around and be ignorant to what they just said. It's a lack of knowledge. I shall destroy them for the lack of their knowledge, and because they reject knowledge. It's not that they've not heard it. Beware of the pen of the lying scribes. Behold, they have rejected the truth of Yahweh. Jeremiah 8:8. They have. Listen to someone who knew if he could change the name of salvation, change the knowledge of the name of salvation, that he could pull off, or pull off, if you will, and he's done it, ladies and gentlemen. We're now in love with a pagan name. We adore and call upon every day a pagan name. We refuse to come back to Pilate at the torture stake, who wrote correctly the name of the Creator in three different languages. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, names are not translated. I wish you could understand that. It took me a long time to see it or confess it. Names are transliterated. In other words, the Hebrew name for the Creator is the same as the Latin name for the Creator. The name of the Creator is the same in Greek as it is in Hebrew and Latin. Transliterated, sound for sound. And we are told that Jesus translates into Yahweh. When donkeys fly. Look at the prophecy. Look at the English translation. Everywhere the word Lord, in capital letters, is found, it is a fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. Please read that. A conspiracy. The scribes are in on hiding the name. Away with him. Kill him. He said it was Yahweh. We know better. There is no man that sits at a bar and drinks wine. He's nothing but a wine bibber. God wouldn't love them sinners. If he was Yahweh, you think he'd run around with that ragtag bunch he's running with? Ha, 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 ha. They laughed him to scorn. Here is a obscure, despised, hated, rejected, finally crucified, beaten, and died man that called himself Yahweh. Have you got enough courage in the day that the name change, the controversy, the great whore? You say, well, it's a New Testament, and
You got to have the New Testament to be saved, glory to God. You can get saved with the Old Testament. You don't need the New Testament. It's just a fulfillment that in that day that they would change. They would think to change his name. And they done a good job. She's the whore of Revelation 17. She sits on seven hills. Should I draw you a picture? Should I get you a GPS system to pull it up? A city that sits on seven hills and you still are, I don't know now. That Pastor Buddy, he's awful way out there. Glory to God. You can tell people the truth. You can bring it to them. You can prove it. And if you're not in the popular mainstream, a prophet has no honor in his own country, among his own people. Jeremiah 23. I have heard what those prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit? A prophet can prophesy deceit? A prophet who will prophesy lies? They get up and tell their dreams. Who think. They think on how to make the people forget his name, Yahweh, by their dreams. They tell them one to another to confirm it and back it up. Even as their fathers. We're inheriting the lies of our fathers. We forget. We replace the name of Yahweh for Baal or for Lord, which means Baal, in Jeremiah 23, verses 25, 26, and 27. The witness of this fulfillment is with us today when they replaced YHWH, where you see the word Lord, which is the substitute for B-A-A-L. I am Yahweh, that is my name. I am not the Lord. The Lord is not his name. There's many lords. Why don't you wake up? How long will you be halted between two opinions? Lord, in the Strong's Hebrew Dictionary, is word number 3068, Yahweh. All your Bible dictionaries, your encyclopedia, admits this fact, and when I come preaching Yahweh instead of Jesus, people say, well, we just don't believe like he does. Yeah, he's a bold little old scudder. Yeah, but he knows some Bible, glory to God, but he's deceived, poor feller. Ladies and gentlemen, how, where, and how much of the truth is it going to convince you that they have hidden through a conspiracy the true name of the Savior, replaced it with a name of blasphemy, which now is adored and worshipped and sung just like it was in the days when the fathers told the same lies and had people worshipping Baal and replacing Yahweh. You got to realize that for almost 1,500 years, after the Messiah walked the earth, the world had never heard the name Jesus. The J was a substitute evolved around the 17th century. You say, well, it still don't change nothing. His name was still Jesus. It's pronounced with a J, Pastor Buddy, don't you know? Yeah, it was I, but that was same sound. How can people have the audacity to lie? Just because it's defending what they have believed a lie and been damned. It's a impossibility for the name of Jesus to fit the Hebrew Messiah. The letter J has never existed in the Hebrew, the Aramaic, the Greek, or the Latin, and not into the English language till 1702. You say, well, that don't matter, really. It's that J is put in there now. Yeah, we call him Jesus, but his name was Jesus. Are you really serious? Now, the form of J was unknown in any alphabet until the 14th century. Either the symbol, the J or the I, used initially, generally, had the constant sound of Y as in year. Gradually, the two symbols, J and I, were differentiated, and the J usually acquiring the constant force and thus becoming regarded as a consonant, and the I becoming a vowel. Josephus said his name was spoken as four vowels. It was not until 1630, that's in the 17th century, that the differential became general in English, starting in England. J, the 10th letter of the English alphabet, is the youngest of the 26 letters in the English language. It's a descendant of the letter I, and was not generally considered a separate letter until the 17th century. The early history of the letter J is the same as the history of the letter I. I is a descendant of the ancient Hebrew letter Yod, and the Greek letter Iota. That's in the American Encyclopedia, Volume 10, written in 1992. Before the 12th century, the letter J did not even exist in the language. Up through the 1500s, an infatuation with the new sound caused the letters I and Y in the English language to be replaced with a J. It was especially true of male names, which begin with the I and the Y. Because of the hard sound, it was considered more masculine. Names like Ames become James. Johann became John. John's son became Yokohama. During the period in 1384, John Wycliffe translated the New Testament into English for the very first time, and his only source was the Latin Vulgate. Brought to you courtesy of the Lady Church of Revelation 17. Tyndale translated the New Testament into the English language of the common people and was the first to use the letter J in the spelling of the name Jesus. About the same time, Spanish speaking people took the same English spelling and pronounced it Jesus, which is an accurate pronunciation of the Greek spelling. Only the English in error said Jesus. By the 17th century, the letter J was officially part of the King's English, and in 1611, the most renowned English translation of all, the King James Bible, was put into massive print. And every name in the Bible that begins with the letter J has now evolved with names like Jeremiah instead of Yeramara, Jerusalem instead of Yahrusalem, a city called by his name, Judah instead of Yahuda, Jew instead of Yahuda. At no time in history, when these people and places were being written about, did they exist a name like that in their language, and the sound of the letter J and the name Jesus has only existed for 400 years. Therefore, the pronunciation of Jesus is a tradition of man and is erroneous. For you that believe that the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, allows men to change his original word, listen to this. All these things have I commanded you. Take heed to do them. And you shall not add to it, nor take away from it. Deuteronomy 12:32. For truly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot. They replaced it. But he said, I tell you that the jot will not pass away from the word until all is accomplished. Matthew 5:18. And that word jot was the very letter, Yod-Heh, Y-H-W-H, Yahweh, instead of Jesus. They let the Yod pass away. That's a tradition. They conspired to change his name to hide in a conspiracy. Satan inspired those who took it upon themselves. Look at the church of the great whore of Revelation 17. All of their prophets are having to go to court, mostly, to answer charges to child molestation. Altar boys, their innocence ripped from them behind the curtains. Again, Yahweh said unto me, there is a conspiracy among the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers. They have refused to hear my words. They have gone after other gods to serve them. Jeremiah 11:9-10. If Yahweh, or YHWH, the four sacred tetragrammaton words, makes up the family name of heaven, which is mentioned in Exodus 3:15 and Ephesians 3:15, and the Messiah's name means Yahweh is salvation. Don't it seem obvious that those who are using other names have fell victim to the conspiracy and said it so long, as Hitler said, if you repeat a lie long enough, it will finally be accepted as truth. Listen to this. The house of Israel, the lost sheep, shall come to you from all the ends of the earth. People that are preaching the truth now is what he's talking about. And say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. Jeremiah 16, verse 19. If you learn the little trick of the devil, tell it often enough, tell it long enough, have people to believe it, and you'll form a conspiracy that starts out as a lie and becomes the truth. That makes him the father of lies. And Christ said in John 8:44, your father's a devil. And the works of your father, he was a liar. He conspired to do away with the only name and bring in a name of blasphemy. No wonder. But his title is Father of a Lie. That makes him a liar. The word Jesus is a conspiracy. I know you love it. I know you call upon it. I know that miracles and signs and wonders and blessings, 50% of chance would give you that. Listen to what the Bible said. Outside of the truth are dogs and sorcerers and fornicators and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices a lie. Revelation 21:8 and 22:15, where it says, do not add to nor take from. In the Hebrew language, the name Jesus exists. It does not derive from the word salvation. The Heavenly Father did not leave us without the witnesses that the Bereans found, and the Greek form of Jesus being Jesus is pronounced in the Spanish language, Jesus, and can be found in the Hebrew writing. Jesus is a legitimate Hebrew word, but Jesus is not. Jesus, transliterated into Hebrew, is Jesus, being used in its original true form without the J. You learn that the J doesn't exist in Hebrew, Greek, or Latin, and each revealing verse, the Hebrew word Jesus, does not mean salvation. What it means is the letter that I am going to give you. Strong's number 5483 means horse. Horse? Oh, Pastor Buddy, you're beside yourself. You've lost it. Surely not. If you're right, thousands upon thousands upon millions of people are going to hell. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few that finds the name. You can't go to heaven out of the name. You got to go in the name. And the only name that's got any salvation, you got to have salvation before you go, and whosoever shall call upon that name. Not the name of a horse. Charles. Or the lost sheep. We'll say, well, somebody lied to us. Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name, Lord? Lord Jesus? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. The Hebrew word Jesus means horse. Listen to this. In Psalms 147, verse 10, he does not delight in the strength of a horse. Hebrew. Jesus. Greek. Jesus. English. Jesus. He takes no pleasure in the lies of a man. AD 63, look it up in the Strong's. Jesus. The horse. When the Catholic clergy followed the Roman army, when they were asked, what name do we call your God? He must be powerful. What is his name? Tell us his name. And they said, just say Jesus. And the people developed the rhythm of a chant, Jesus! Jesus! Boy, Satan, no doubt, I can see that monster, that demon, who loves a lie, sit back and slap his legs, laugh till he falls to the floor in a crumpled heap, saying, oh my God, these people will believe anything that I say. But did you know when you preach the truth, they'll shake their head in the negative. They'll turn their ears from hearing the truth. They've inherited the lies of the fathers. They went from Baal to Jesus. And the world is worshiping just like they worship Baal. Did you know there's only one word for a horse in Hebrew? 54:83. Sus. It can be found 34 times in the Old Testament. Hey in Hebrews means the. Jesus in Hebrew means horse. Jesus means the horse. Far cry from the Father's name. Hallelujah. They'll get happy and they'll say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. How long will you be halted between two opinions? The Savior's name is Yahweh. The Hebrew-speaking apostles never called the Messiah, the horse. That would have been an insult. It's true, they didn't know what his name was. If you don't believe that, just read John 17, verse 6. Yahweh revealed the name of the Father that they were to worship and call upon and baptize in. He revealed it to them. They had forgotten it for Baal. Now we've forgotten his name for horse. We're just as guilty because we inherited the lies of our fathers, just like our fathers inherited the lies of their fathers. And I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they will give an account in the day of judgment. According to Revelation chapter 6, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. We're going to be judged by every word that comes out of our mouth. And if we are caught with the words of Baal in our mouth, or the words of Lord in our mouth, or the words of Jesus, you got to pay attention. Your tongue can get you in trouble. If you accept Jesus, or Jesus, the horse, in place of the name of the Creator from heaven, hallelujah, it's an abomination that's going to result in death. Deuteronomy 12:32. Speaking the name of false gods will get you in trouble. Calling upon false gods. You say, well, I was deceived. I didn't know no better. Time to break off from vain, man-made traditions inspired by Satan the devil. And the Bible instructs you in the book of Revelations chapter 18, verse 4, come out of her, my people, that you receive not of her plagues. If you confess with your mouth Yahweh, the Messiah, and believe in your heart that he raised from the dead, your confession can turn into salvation, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Well, everyone that calls upon the name of Yahweh, hallelujah, will be saved. But how can you call upon him in whom you've not believed? And how are you to believe in him of whom you have not heard? How can you hear without the preacher? How can you preach unless you are sent? When Yahweh sends you, the prophets will preach in his name. And then the psalm, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. But have they all obeyed? Nay, for Isaiah says, Yahweh, who is believed, our report. Romans 10:13. Yahweh, who's believed, our report. You say, well, you know, you're just a little bit too demanding, Pastor Buddy. When the Bible said, search the scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life. If you were searching for gold, and you were told, and you had enough money to buy the field where you believed that gold was, and you dig for the rest of your life, and you never found none, don't you think that somebody could have lied to you? Listen what the warning of the Messiah gave. You do err because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of Yahweh. Matthew 22:29. Take warning. Anyone adding to the word and anyone who taken away or changing anything about the truth of Yahweh will receive the plagues and shall lose their estate or their right to the tree of life. Revelations 22:18 and 19. Yahweh knew that the devil would be smart enough to invent another name and make people love it and call upon it. And then he would sit back knowing better and laugh and mock the ignorance of those he's deceived and take them to hell? Don't you know that Yahweh knew that Satan would come and deceive the whole world? And the only way he had to do it, what other name do you believe that they used to deceive people? What name do you think that they call upon? And here I am, giving you book, verse, and chapter, and almost 7,000 scriptures where the word Lord appears. It was YH, the Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. They omitted it. They changed it. They took it out. Who would inspire them to do such a thing? You're going to be really ticked off when you learn the truth. I was. Had a brother call me like that, and he was really upset that people in church would dare lie to him. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest place to lie to people is where you think you're getting the truth. You trust. You're naive. You should do your studying. You should call upon these false prophets and demand the true name of the Hebrew name above every name. He was no Greek, Latin god. You say, well, it don't matter. God loves you anyway. God loves everybody. Nobody going to hell. But the Messiah, when he came in his Father's name, he said, I tell you, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Luke 13:5. If you will not listen, if you will not lay it to heart to give honor to my name, saith Yahweh, then I'll send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Indeed, I've already cursed them because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring. Spread dung on your faces. The dung of your offerings, I will put you out of my presence, and so shall you know that I have spoken this command to you. Malachi 2:3. It's a shame if you fall for Satan's lies. A name they put in there. You want your face full of dung? It's going to be worse than that. They hid the name, the true name. Take heed. Make no mention of the names of other gods, nor let such be heard to come out of your mouth. Exodus 23:13. I've got to close. My time has come and gone. I'll see you Friday night. Listen in. This is part 3. I might just be kicked off enough to give you part 4, if you can take it. Are you going to be able to stand in that day and hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful of a few things. I'll make you rule over many. I've got to go. Sponsor tonight by my radio sponsors down in the great state of Mississippi. Brother Mark, Bud, and Brother Edward. Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. Yahweh bless you is all I've got to say. Thank you for your tithes and offerings for this month. We need your help on our assembly. The tithes are slow for our assembly. We don't have anything coming right now that I know of that's going to be earmarked for our assembly. We need your help. We're going to call on you. Keep got it and fail to give it. Watch out. You hold it back. Hold back part of the price. We need your help. We'd like to have a place fixed. I'll fix it. We're doing the work. We're not complaining about the work. We just don't have the things that it takes to buy the things that we need. We need a roof on our building. We need the inside fixed, the flooring. We had to have permits. About a $500 out-of-the-pocket permit to put the septic system in. The septic system costs us over $2,000. We had to have our assembly sticker. That's cost us over $2,000, $2,500 to be exact. We need money. We need your offering. Help us, praise Yahweh. We'll see you again Friday night, WWRB 2.390 for Pastor Buddy. We'll be back with the disguise. Both good and both bad. Yahweh came disguised. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Satan came disguised as God, and everybody accepted him, and he gave them a false name, and every one of them bowed to it, whose names are not written in the Lamb's book. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you.